from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our mindset regarding the first team or the first wave of terror, if you will, last week they played about 2 series, roughly offensively and defensively. We have a mindset of playing roughly 4 this time around, but that's subject to change based on what it is that we see. If they're highly effective and productive and we get good quality work, we might move on from them to get more of an exposure to the other guys. And so that's a template in which we work. It's not etched in stone. We had a 2-series mentality last time out. This time out, we kind of got a 4-series mentality.
So there you go, Mike Tomlin. Starters are going to play 4-series-ish. Depends on what happens. If they're really good, they'll play less. If they're not so good, they'll play 4-series. I'd like to see 4-series out of the starters. The reason the music got faded out so quickly there, I would imagine it's because Callis is going to the bathroom.
Yes.
He just waddled right off.
Yep, quick too.
Just right out of there. Hot, hot, hot. And then just bang, right up the line.
Gone.
It just Jalen waddled his way to the bathroom there. Mike Tomlin, when asked by Brooke Pryor, because he was kind of ambiguous about this in his preamble, what's the deal with Russ? He's starting. So unless there's a setback with the calf, which there shouldn't be because there wasn't a practice yesterday, Russ Wilson will be your starting quarterback. And that's what I want to talk about to begin this Football Friday show. But before we do.
First wave of terror, if you will.
What are we doing?
First wave of terror.
What are we doing? That is the most Mike Tomlin Tomlinism that there's ever been, I think. That is the most Mike Tomlin thing ever. In a preseason game, just for no reason at all. He didn't have to say this. He wasn't asked anything. This was in his monologue. First string. The starters, or...
First wave of terror, if you will.
First wave of terror. If you will.
If you will. If you will. What if I won't? What if I won't? What if I don't want to call them the first wave of terror? That's what it should say on the depth chart. The next time the Steelers publish their public depth chart, it should say first wave of terror, second wave of terror, third wave of terror, and then guys that are going to get cut at the end of the month.
Yes.
That's what it should read. First wave of terror. And someone tweeted us and said that at least for today, we should be the
first wave of terror
show.
Yes.
The first wave of terror show. So we will adopt that moniker.
I love it. First wave of terror.
Because we really are.
Uh-huh.
You got Starkey and Zeiss at 10.
Yep.
Although I think Donnie's filling in for them today.
Both of them?
Yeah. They're golfing. They're out today. So that'll be the second wave of terror. Pony and Mueller, that'll be the third wave of terror.
Yes.
And then it is terrifying. The Pirates will be on tonight, though Paul Skeens is on
terror.
There. Oh, yeah. You ever ride that?
No, but no, I don't know. I don't like that.
Did you ever do the Pitfall?
Yes. Don't like it.
No.
I'm good. No. I did one time, and then I was good.
Anything that pushes my testicles into my throat, I'm out on.
Yes.
Don't need it.
Mm-mm.
Don't need it.
I'm good.
I got made fun of at Kenny Wood Day back in the day, probably 6th grade. Whole class goes. Everybody's riding everything, and I just sat there.
Just watched.
Give me your phones. You just hand me your phones.
I'll hold them.
I'll hold them.
First wave of terror, if you will.
If you will. It is 6:05. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. And we remind you that the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. You could see already, we're going to have a ton of fun on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
Great guests, loosey-goosey, which means we'd like to hear from you at 412-928-9370. And I have a lot of questions about the preseason game tomorrow. What do you want to see from Russ Wilson, Doran, and listeners at 412-928-9370?
Rhythm. Just rhythm. Nothing too crazy. He doesn't need to get to, and they won't. They won't put him in harm's way. And, you know, we talked about the play action. I thought Pat Bostic did a fantastic job breaking that down. If you missed that, I guess you can go back and listen to it.
Rewind feature Odyssey app. It's really good.
They're really good, and it makes a lot of sense. So I don't know how much, like, play action he'll do, but just the rhythm-based throws to get the offense moving. Not necessarily one player, not necessarily George Pickens, and they probably will try to feature George a little bit early. I think they'll do that in every game. But I want to see the rhythm that Russ does bring to the table, and not just a rhythm of throwing, but a rhythm of the offense and how he's in command of the offense and kind of the things we wanted to see out of Justin Fields. But now we're getting graduating to, you know, calculus. We're graduating to the high level of math, and I want to see how it you know, breaks down.
I'm with you. And Mike Tomlin, in his press conference, he did the thing where he talks about practice is practice, and in stadium you want to see growth. And he basically ripped their special teams up and down. But that's not sexy. Figure out the special teams, please. I don't ask how. I just ask that the special teams doesn't look like crap when the regular season starts. But he wants to see production. He wants to see good play. And so at a base level, can we snap the ball to the quarterback? Can we just see that? That'd be good. So first thing I want to see, QC exchange, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Should be Zach Frazier starting.
Correct.
Because Herbig's been banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Tomlin said guys are day-to-day training camp injuries, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked about Herbig, said he'd leave the light on for those guys and that Herbig would fit into that category. Best educated guess, it's probably not going to be Herbig. So Zach Frazier, going to be, in all likelihood, your starting center. And I would think he's going to go beyond those four series. I think if you are a young starter, if you're a rookie, if you're a second-year guy, might even see it with Broderick Jones, Keanu Benton, I would imagine that, yeah, you're going to get the starter reps. You're probably going to go until halftime. That's the way he's generally done these kinds of things in the past.
You also want to get him reps with Fields, too. More reps with Fields.
Great call.
You want to make sure that they get a camaraderie down. But this is a big time significant moment, and you know we have a lot to break down. But this is a huge moment for Zach Frazier because this could be the time where we see him start to blossom. He's going to get this opportunity. If it goes rough, if it goes smooth, he's going to be the guy, and we're always going to remember this moment of him, his first time of being a starter in a preseason against the Buffalo Bills at Acrisure Stadium. And it's all, you know, uphill for him from here. So this is very significant that, you know, he does the things well. He doesn't have to do anything crazy. But go in there and be a guy.
But
he is solid.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows that. That's why they drafted him. That's why he's one of the best centers in college football. Like,
you know what I watched yesterday?
What'd you watch?
I'm such a dork. West Virginia, Cincinnati from last year.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Great anniversary present for my wife.
Right.
Let's watch the 6-4 Mountaineers against the 3-7 Cincinnati Bearcats. And they got that dude, Don Corleone, who was the highest graded defender in all of college football going into last year.
Yes.
Guy's a stud. Saw him against Pitt.
Yeah. Tore him up.
Tore him up. Guy's a stud. Zach Frazier's moving him.
Oh, see.
Just moving him.
Yeah.
Now, he got his a little bit too at times, but that's a pro. That dude, and I mean, that's where I was watching. So Zach Frazier, he's going to be just fine.
Significant.
He's going to be significant.
Significant and moment for him Saturday.
It is, and Dulac reported that the Steelers view Troy Faltanu already as their second-best offensive lineman. Are we guessing that it's Sayamalu that they think is their
know.
First
I
best?
I was just about to ask.
Is it James Daniels, who I thought was pretty solid last year? I don't think it's Broderick because they wouldn't have him battle at left tackle. What I want is about halfway through this year, Zach Frazier to be part of that conversation.
He's going to have to be.
This was supposed to be the Russ Wilson segment, but center Q exchange.
It's the same thing.
And you did hear the Bostic breakdown yesterday, which was fabulous. I want to see the routine things, to borrow a Tomlinism, done routinely. And I do think we're probably going to see a Russ Wilson that is itching and eager to prove himself. And I do expect it to be smooth. And I'm hoping that it's smooth.
But this is a very unique situation, and I totally agree with you. He's going to be itching to get out there. He's going to be itching to prove himself in a new uniform. But this isn't going to be like a prove-it itching situation like Mitch Trubisky, where he goes in there and it's like, all right, this is my moment, and he starts forcing things. Russ is more level-headed and has had so much experience playing this position that he's going to be itching, but he's also going to know he has to play within the offense and do the right things.
I think that's how he, quote-unquote, proves himself. Because you're right. He's going to be the starting quarterback. You're not going to win over any of your naysayers in preseason game number one for you. And he knows that. The only way, and we've talked about this, the only way things would even get uncomfortable for us is if he somehow goes out there and is an absolute shell of himself, a total disaster. Right. And then when Justin Fields gets his opportunity, you go, oh my God, look at this guy's talent all coming to fruition right at this very moment. If Russ goes out there and just executes and they don't have Steelers on Steelers crime, as Tomlin said, the press conference yesterday, then he'll have outperformed what Justin Fields did the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did shoot themselves in the foot a little bit. So just go out there, run the offense, don't screw it up. And that's kind of what you're expecting out of Russ this year, right? Like, I don't know that he needs to go out there and be Pro Bowl-level quarterback, but if you convert third downs, don't turn the football over, throw touchdowns, non-interceptions in the red zone, and make the occasional play with your legs, that's what you're looking for from Russ.
Yes.
And so I want to see some of that today. Apparently the Bills had a ton of trouble with the QB read game yesterday from the Steelers.
Yeah.
According to reports.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields in 7 shots, got outside, walk-in touchdown. Walk in. And then I was encouraged to read that there was a little of that from Russ, too, whose legs have been less effective in recent years. And you don't want to read too much into a practice, but just that added extra element of running the football. Maybe you want to see that on display from Russ, too.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Not too much to where you're going to hurt that calf. Right. And that's the most important thing. Don't go out there and re-aggravate. Because then you're not playing game one.
Exactly.
And now if you're Russ, you might be scared.
Yes. That's flirting with the disaster.
For him.
Yes.
For him it is, yeah.
That's why this is significant as well. Because, I mean, he's not young. And whenever you do rehab and you can come back from injuries, but it takes longer.
Right?
It takes a lot longer. You're 35 years old compared to 22.
I think Cam Hayward talked about that last year.
Absolutely. It takes a lot longer. And they know, you know, they, you know, their trainers are, you know, they make a lot of money but doing what they do. So they know if he's ready or not. But that's all it takes is, you know, something to go wrong. And knock on wood, we never want anybody to get hurt. But that would be a significant situation to monitor, because if Justin Fields would end up being the starter in Atlanta and say Russ did it re-aggravate, I mean, Justin Fields plays well, that's it.
Yeah, you will not see the field as a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback in the regular season if you get hurt in one of these games.
Correct.
Because Justin Fields could go out there and you could win football games, even if he's not the guy. The reason why you win the games, if you're winning games with that guy at quarterback, you're not going to turn it over to the other guy.
No.
So that is massive for Russ Wilson as well, staying healthy. What do you want to see from Russ tonight? I'm really excited to watch him play in the games tomorrow. Yeah. What do you think we will see? How much should we see? Do we like the 4-series thing? We'll talk about that. How much Fields do we want to see? What do we want to see from Fields? We're opening it up at 412-928-9370. Let's talk a little quarterback. Let's talk a little preseason football with you. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
.net. 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage, presented by Smail Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Yesterday, not really a training camp practice, but kind of, yeah, the first or the last training camp practice, joint practice between the Bills and the Steelers. According to reports, Steelers won 7 shots, 4-3. Both Russ and Justin Fields looked good. Steelers also scored on their 2-minute drive. Bills, with Josh Allen, didn't score on their 2-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
So, Super Bowl?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Little AFC Championship game preview we saw yesterday or didn't see yesterday?
Maybe a playoff matchup. I don't know about AFC Championship game, but...
Isn't that kind of goofy? They played in the playoffs last year. It's not goofy because the relationship between the head coaches, but you play in a playoff game last year. Yeah, do the joint practice and you play again. I would think that'd be prime for some fightage. But I don't think we saw any of that yesterday.
No, I think that, I'm not as high on McDermott as maybe some other people are. I do think that he's the reason why that they haven't really got over that hump and wasting the years of Josh Allen. But I do think that he has his team under control. And just like Mike Tomlin, like, they come from the same place. And just like you said, it's not stupid because of their relationship. Like, their mentalities are the same. And I think heading into this practice, I think people understand the message that, like, this is a practice. Like, we are trying to get work done.
Yes.
We're not going to fight. This is basically, like, you're going against your other teammates, but we'll probably see them at some point. But I think that those two guys have a good message to their players of what they need to get done in a practice like yesterday.
And they do seem to be in lockstep with how much they're going to play their starters, which I think is important, too.
Yep.
So you know you're going to get good on good, as Mike Tomlin said, for about 4 series. One other thing that happened at yesterday's practice, and I saw this tweeted out by our friend Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Mitch Trubisky completed a pass to George Pickens.
On the sideline.
On the sideline, yeah.
Saw that.
If he did more of that, we never would have seen Mason Rudolph if he was finding big old number
14.
Thank you, out there. You knew I was going to struggle to find that number. What happened there?
You're not good with numbers.
Sammy Coates, Limus Swede, George Pickens, all wearers of the number 14.
Who was the last one?
Coates, right?
Was he?
I think so.
Before Pickens? There wasn't a 14?
No, I think there was. It was Coates. I think Sammy coaches the last 14 before Pickens. Huh. I might be wrong. Texters are great with this.
They are.
They're great with the jersey numbers.
Sammy Coates hasn't been here for a while.
Yeah. Sammy Coates, not that we need to be really getting into this. Sammy Coates was good, and then he broke his hand and his finger. And I remember one training camp practice the year after, he's showing us his hand, and his fingers are pointing up four different ways.
Different, yeah.
Look like Tunch Ilkin's hands. You ever see Tunch's hands? Tunch would be like, you over there. And he'd point straight ahead, but he'd be pointing directly sideways. Right.
Yep.
What a guy. Line.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He'd be pop the digits back in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Sammy Coates was good in college.
Sammy Coates was good for the Steelers. Then he broke his hand.
Yeah.
And he couldn't catch the ball anymore. Your hands are really important if you're a wide receiver. We have people texting in the Callis need to be answering the phones at 412-928-9370. I shall pass no judgment. We just have texters saying that. Because we have asked the texters, what do you want to see from Russ Wilson at 412-928-9370? And we got a few texts on that. Ray McLeod wore 14, by the way.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catching bounce passes from Mason Rudolph in the rain in a tie game against Detroit. Those are the things I remember, but yes. I can't remember that Sammy Coates wears 14. A lot of people texting in the same thing out of Russ. Deep ball. They want to see one of them patented Russ moon balls. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, maybe once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, once or twice. Take a shot downfield just to see it, just to see what that looks like. You hear good things. Both quarterbacks that they do have can throw a good deep ball.
Yep.
Different. Russ's takes 18 and a half years to come down.
Yes. Moonshots.
Moonshots.
Uh-huh.
I don't hear anybody else's deep ball necessarily described like that. It doesn't mean that that doesn't exist, but when people talk about letting Russ cook, they always add the moon ball in there.
Mm-hmm. Because he has, I mean, you know, he's the shortest quarterback in the NFL, so he has to throw it up.
So it's going to, it's coming from a lower point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know Neil O'Donnell. Neil O'Donnell wore the number 14. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. What do you want to see from Russ Wilson? He's starting the football game tomorrow. First time we see number 3. All of our eyeballs plastered on him in a Steelers uniform. Troy in Mount Washington first up. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Terrific.
I want to see 3 things.
Coach first was thing. 11, someone says. That's not true. He was 14. Get out of here. Go ahead.
3 things I need to see. 1 game related is I need to see the Steelers cornerbacks really try to shut down Josh Allen. I think they're going to try to get things going. I think he's going to play a couple more series. And without Diggs, I think they're going to really try to throw the ball against the Steelers defense. So I need to see them step up. 2nd, I need to see footage of Russ's goofy warm-up before the game. And I need to see Pickens just staring at him like, what is this goofball doing?
I think Russ does that, which he will because that's what he does, I think you're going to see an admiring George Pickens soaking it all in, knowing he's got a veteran quarterback. You said, one more thing, Troy.
And lastly, and most importantly, I need to see at least 1 shot of Sierra. We have not been getting enough Sierra coverage, and I need to see a little bit more of her.
Thank you, Troy.
All right.
Do you think Sierra's going to go to a preseason game?
Yes, she will. She's been at practice a couple times.
She was at practice.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you think she'll share a box with Taylor Swift on Christmas? You think Taylor Swift will make the plane ride to Pittsburgh when the Chiefs come here?
For Christmas? You think she wants to be away from her boo, her love, on Christmas?
She's going
to
be here?
She'll be here, baby.
With Sierra?
Yeah, they'll both be here.
All right.
They'll both be here. Unless Justin Fields is starting by that point.
Right.
Steelers had a guy that was battling with Beanie Bishop for that starting slot role go down with injury
right
yesterday. And he had gotten some first team reps of late. And now you're kind of turning to Beanie by default. So I am interested in seeing the corners too. And I think that's a pretty good assessment there from Troy. You're the Bills and you know what you got in Josh Allen, but your passing game should be totally different this year because of the weapons that you no longer have, frankly, at your disposal. So serves to reason you might want to throw the ball around a little bit. You're not going to be complex or anything like that.
No.
But yeah, I would imagine they'll throw the ball a little bit, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to see how those Steelers corners respond. It's a good call.
They need to figure out who their receivers are going to be. We're going to ask Sal about all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Diggs out. I mean, they have some good tight ends, but they lost a significant weapon.
Texter. Who's going to be shown more on TV, Sierra or Livy Dunn? I think Livy should be scarce around these parts now. A lot of losing going on here.
Yeah.
Don't want to catch the losing bug.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like my daughter thinks constipation is contagious. Losing. You don't want to catch that bug.
No, it's bad.
What do you want to see from Russ? 412-928-9370. Is four series too much? What's the ideal workload? We'll get into all of that. Plus a report from a Steelers insider on George Pickens that caught my enduring attention. That's bad English. We'll talk about that when we come back. What do you want to see from Russ Wilson? He's starting tomorrow night. Here's a text, Dorn. I want Wilson to put to bed the idea that we will see Fields anytime soon, other than if there's an injury. I like that.
Mm-hmm. He's not going to have enough reps to do that, but
he's not going to have. Yeah. Yeah. He's not going to have enough reps to like thoroughly impress, and he's not going to have enough reps to thoroughly screw it up.
Right.
So I think by virtue of being named starter, when Fields has gotten the lion's share of the one reps, I think that tells you everything you need to know. Here we are in preseason game number two. The season is quickly approaching. Russ has had limited opportunities in camp, and yet he's still named the starting quarterback in a game that amounts to your dress rehearsal game anymore.
Yeah.
So, folks, I think it's done. I think it's finished. It's over. There is no quarterback competition. Here's another text. Play bleep in action. F word in there. Wants to see play bleeping action.
Nice.
Yeah, I'd like to see some play action. Play action, moon balls. Not a ton. You won't see a ton. But we saw some play action last week with Justin Fields, and he threw that frozen rope hash to hash to Van Jefferson. Yeah. I'd like to see how Russ looks with those guys.
Yeah.
With Van Jefferson, what kind of rapport they have. Most importantly, George Pickens.
And
but
Frymouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How's that look? Your real number two wide receiver, because there's no Brandon Ayuk on this roster at this point. Dang it, man. Here we are 39 minutes in. We hadn't mentioned Ayuk yet.
I didn't know if we were going to do it all show.
I actually kind of went into the show thinking that we wouldn't.
Right.
Because yesterday was the one day there was nothing reported on Brandon Ayuk. But there was something reported about another Steelers wide receiver by Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, who wrote, and I quote, "The Steelers view George Pickens as a number one wide receiver, and they intend to pay him like one." If I may, Doran, try to decipher this. Maybe. But if not, there's no harm in throwing that out there to make sure that George Pickens feels wanted and loved.
Yeah.
I think that might have something to do with it. When Dulac reports stuff, and this is to say nothing negative about Jerry, a lot of the time, there are messages being sent. There are things out there the Steelers want out there, and I could see that being one of those things. Doesn't mean they won't pay him, but you don't have to make that decision now. But why not throw it into the ether? We love this guy. He's our one. We intend to pay him like that.
Of course. Of course. I mean, you could also franchise him. I mean, you could do some different things with George. If it does come down to that, if you still end up getting Ayuk, I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure. Like, why wouldn't they think of paying George if he does possess the number one wide receiver trait this year?
Right.
I mean, if he's not, and if Ayuk's not here, if he is here, I mean, I'm sure they'll explore it regardless. Whatever their financial situation is, if it does, you know, lead them to be able to do something, you definitely were going to, you'll explore it. So they're not lying. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, you're not in a position right now to put out publicly, well, we want to pay Ayuk and we're not paying George Pickens.
Yeah, no.
And you're not going to have that decision made right now. If you traded for Ayuk, you're still not going to make that decision now.
No.
Why would you? And Andy Weidel talked yesterday, and we're going to play some of that back for you and react to it coming up in the second hour of the show. He said the quarterback situation's going to play itself out. You're not going to pay Russ right now. You're not going to pay Justin Fields right now, though in my opinion, that would make a little bit more sense. You're not thinking about it in so many words with George Pickens either, because you can always have your mind changed. If Brandon Ayuk comes in here and plays really well and George Pickens still goes out there and he puts up like 1,300 yards of dead touchdowns, that might change the math a little bit. Yeah. You probably didn't want to pay receivers $60 million combined, but when you've got two guys that potentially could be productive, you might have to pay two receivers $60 million combined. Don't paint yourself into a corner one way or the other. And we talked to Hathorn about this yesterday. Jeff thinks he's seen growth from a maturity standpoint in George Pickens. And isn't that where we needed to see the most growth?
Yeah.
If he's a different guy, a year older, who's got more life experience, and he's acting like it, that's sort of, to me, the last piece that needed to be put in this puzzle here before you could start thinking about him as an elite guy.
And it's all on George, as we talked about a little bit yesterday. I mean, George has to understand that, like, he has the talent. You know, now he has a competent coordinator. He has a competent quarterback. There's no excuses. And you just got to walk that tight line, that straight line, and you'll be fine. Like, you know, obviously, you got to stay healthy. I mean, that's part of everything. But if George just goes and plays football, he's going to get paid, and he has to realize that. And it doesn't take that much to realize that. You know, there is a little bit of growing up to do, and it does help to have, you know, somebody like Russell Wilson who's been around. I mean, who was the oldest player? He's not going to talk to any offensive linemen. So, like, who was really the oldest player that he could actually lean on? Deontay Johnson was, you know, that's why that they got rid of Deontay Johnson, because he wasn't that leader for George, and he was showing George the wrong things to do. You know, that had a lot to do with it, I believe. So who was George ever going to lean on? Najee was doing his own thing. Jalen's a young guy that's just, you know, quiet and trying to find his role. Pat Freiermuth kind of on it. Like, you know, this is a good situation for George. And if it doesn't pan out now, it probably won't. Like, if he does start acting up, which I don't think he will, you know, it'd be hard to come back from this situation and thinking that if you go to another situation, that it would be better.
Mm-hmm.
It would. I mean, because this is the ideal situation for a young receiver with a lot of talent.
This offense, to your point, is so young, even still, and it's not paid. It's not a highly paid offense. We were looking this up yesterday. The two highest paid players on your offense are Isaac Seumalo and James Daniels.
Your guards.
Yep. Running back ain't got paid, neither of them, and you got two starters at running back, pretty much. You ain't paying any of the wide receivers. You may be about to pay Pat Freiermuth, but he ain't made the money yet. Your quarterbacks aren't making a lot of money, which means there's a ton of youth. Now you do have a guy like Russ who could put his arm around you. And that's was sorely missing. Last year, quarterbacks in the second year, or their backup guys.
Yes.
And your the guy that probably took you under his wing was Deontay Johnson, and that's not a good situation.
Right.
So I think you're right. I think he's not going to act out this year. If you would have asked me that 3 weeks ago, I would have had a different answer. I feel pretty good about George Pickens. The arrow is pointed up on that guy. There's a weird football decision being made, Norm. But just because it's a curious decision doesn't mean it's the wrong decision. But are there better options available? What the hell am I talking about? We'll tell you next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. National media member got it all wrong with the Steelers. We'll tell you who, and we'll react to it coming up in about 10 minutes. Mark Caboli, who is the hottest unemployed man in America, or at least he was. He's going to join us at 7:35 to tell us about his next adventure.
Unemployed for 2 days.
2 days. 2 days. Good people get rewarded.
Yes, they do.
And good workers get rewarded, and he's a good man.
Absolutely.
Big man.
Yep.
Big man. And wait until you hear what he's got cooked up. It's unbelievable.
I'm just worried the next time he comes in and sits and does an hour or two or four with us, that his head is going to get stuck in the door. His head's going to be so big.
So big.
Yep.
So big. Some of the Twitter interactions with Caboli, if you look at the impression numbers, we're talking about the announcement from McAfee that they hired Caboli. We hired Caboli. Actually, wasn't bad.
That was pretty good.
Fake limited Pat McAfee. Caboli.
Caboli.
Program. About a million.
Yeah.
About a million impressions there. So we'll talk to the Big Kaboom coming up at 7:35. They're doing a John Madden biopic, which did he sign off on before he died? I think that's always weird to me. Like, he doesn't get to have any creative control about a movie now that is portraying his life. I think that kind of sucks because he can be portrayed anyway. But that's not the fun part of the discussion. The fun part of the discussion is it's going to be Nicolas Cage.
I know. Like, I don't, I can't see it. I don't know.
Like, Nicolas Cage is John Madden.
John Madden. Like, why not Frank Caliendo, our guy?
Frank Caliendo be a great choice.
He's a smaller guy, but you can, I mean, it's a movie. It's 2024. You can make him look big.
Caliendo's a smaller, bigger guy.
Right.
Whereas Nicolas Cage is a bigger, smaller guy, if that makes
yes,
sense.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
I think Cage, because he gets into a weird method acting, doesn't he? Isn't he like a super strange guy? Do you think he's going to gain weight for like later in life?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think Cage is a good actor. There are just better choices out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Caliendo's got the depth, if there's some serious elements to this. And I imagine there, I guess, would be. The perfect guy's dead. The perfect John Candy.
Oh, yeah.
John Candy would have been a great John Madden. A great John Madden.
Oh, he'd be perfect. I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
John Candy, I think, would have hit the thing out of the park. Chris Farley, but you would need the elements of seriousness. The
seriousness. Who else, was a bigger...
Could you get John Belushi?
He's not bigger.
Is he not big?
No, he's not a big...
I meant Jim. John's dead.
Yeah. The one that's alive. The younger one.
Jim. Yeah. Oh, man, he's thin.
Yeah, he's not a bigger guy.
No.
Maybe Kevin James. I know that he does a lot of movies.
He did Sean Payton, didn't
right,
he? Which is also strange.
Very strange.
John Goodman.
Later in life, yeah.
That's the thing, though. You're going to have to span
Well, there would
time.
Be prosthetics, I would think, with Nicolas Cage and, you know, make him look younger, make him look like John Madden. He looks nothing like him.
I mean, you see Tropic Thunder at the end with Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Where you really don't know it's Christian Bale unless you know it's Christian Bale.
Tropic Thunder?
Yeah. Or at the end, he's the guy, the big guy, sitting in there.
I don't remember that.
The bald guy?
But he has done, like, he played what? He played a president, Christian Bale, and he gained a bunch of weight.
He was Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney,
He was Dick Cheney, yeah. Christian Bale, Dick Cheney. Yeah. I mean, I guess you could do it. You could do it. And I know he's gained a lot of weight, lost a lot of weight. I'm not saying Christian Bale. I'm just saying Christian Bale could do it. Adding the weight. Anybody could add the weight. Just a strange casting. It doesn't mean it's wrong. Just kind of a strange casting call there.
How about John Madden? It never flew.
You know what? It wasn't Christian Bale. Wasn't Christian Bale in Tropic Thunder.
I didn't think he was in it.
It was Tom Cruise.
Okay, yeah.
It was Tom Cruise with the cameo at the end, and they made him fat.
Right.
Yeah. Why? Why did I go Christian Bale? I'm getting killed on the text.
I know. I was like, wait a minute. What?
And I thought you were dumb. I was like, you've seen Tropic Thunder.
Yeah. I was like, what?
You've seen Tropic Thunder. Don't you remember Christian Bale at the end? No. Don't you remember when Tom Cruise played Batman? You know, he was going at
Where's
it with,
the trigger?
With Heath Ledger's
Where
trigger.
Is it? Where's the trigger? Where is it?
Imagine one of the most, not to go totally off the rails here, but who the hell cares? It's Friday, we're having fun. Imagine the most famous man, or one of the most famous men in the entire world, Bruce Wayne. That's like, that would be like Elon Musk.
Right.
Putting on a mask and being like, I'm going to change my voice in octaves. And no one's going to, you can't tell by the bottom of the face and by the voice.
Yeah, nothing.
So one of the richest men in the world just changes his voice in octave and puts on a little tiny mask. And you don't know that it's Bruce Wayne. Give me a break.
And your plan is to blackmail him? Well, good luck.
Tom Cruise. My bad. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. That's the worst mistake I've ever made on the radio.
No, it's not. No, not even close.
And it hurts my heart to make such mistakes. Yeah. You should schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. Shocker, we've got an ESPN personality, A, misremembering something, and B, just with a terrible take. And we'll let you hear that take, and we'll react to it. It's about the Steelers. That's coming up next. First, though, fan weather. And it's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to 7,500 rebates, terms, conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.